This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.7 The Fan. Shout out to White Brian, man. The kid powered through it, just finished the bet. He had 12 hot dogs. AMAC had 3. I'm not even going to complain that they split it up a little bit. White Brian, man of his word, soon to be man in a lot of pain, I think. You think it'll be painful or just uncomfortable?
Both.
12 hot dogs, a lot of hot dogs. B, we talked about the Commanders deservedly for the first 3 hours of the program. We do have to talk about that Ravens-Bills game last night. Did you stay up and watch it?
No. I watched some, fell asleep, woke up to see the end.
Dude, so it was 40-25, and the Bills were facing a fourth down. And I told you I was at Papa's house, and I was like, all right, dude. And I was done with my drink.
You said this one is over?
I was like, unless they convert here, I'm just going to go home. Threw a touchdown on that play. Mm-hmm. And it was the crazy touchdown that got deflected that Keon Coleman brought in. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I'm like, all right, I'll have one more. Because that made it a one-score game. But no, I guess it was still two-score. I think they were down 9. And then like 2 plays later, Derrick Henry fumbles.
Yeah.
Which is not something he does. Derrick Henry had a killer game, but the fumble late in the fourth quarter is also
75 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns.
I mean, he was just crazy good. Lamar was really good. Zay Flowers had a 140 and a touchdown. What do you make of Baltimore coughing up a 2-touchdown lead? I think it was 8 minutes to play.
That's the thing about it.
They were at 40-25 in the fourth quarter.
When you get complacent is when you mess up. I made the comment many times. When people are fair catching and they relax, you see a lot of muffs. When guys are catching the ball, when it's like, you know, everybody's around them, they normally catch those balls because they focus a little bit more. They got relaxed. Because the fumble is not, like you say, it's not something he normally does. At that moment, you have to be more tuned in, more locked in. You know, everybody was talking about Tony Romo. Tony Romo didn't throw a lot of interceptions. He just threw interceptions at the wrong time.
Right.
If Derrick Henry had fumbled that ball early in the game and then had the game he had, they win that game going away. But he had the game, then he fumbled at the most inopportune time. So the thing about it is as you go down the stretch, we've seen teams up by 20-something, quarter left. You say, oh, there's no way they're going to win this one. We leave. Go home. Go to sleep. Wake up the next morning, they lost that game because they weren't locked in late in the game. And I've been watching this stuff up here with Stephen and him, the same thing every day. Why they can't win the big game? Maybe they don't focus the whole game. Maybe they only focus for parts of the game. They're going to have to find a way to close out games still thinking they're behind.
Ahmed just correctly pointed out that the Ravens kicker missed an extra point in the fourth quarter. They end up losing by one. The Bills also messed up a bunch of conversions. They tried to go for two. The kid ran out of the back of the end zone. The play was dead. The Bills showed real guts to get that done. Matt Prater might be my age. When they rolled Matt Prater out to kick the game winner, and it was, I mean, it was a chip shot. You got to make that thing, right? Matt Prater's 41 years old, and they said he took a red eye to Buffalo on Thursday night. He got there Friday morning and had to kick a game winner by Sunday night. That's pro sports.
Hey, that's pro sports right there. That's how it happens. But as much as we're going to sit up here, we're going to knock, people are going to blame Lamar. He's quarterback.
Blaming Lamar is silly.
They're going to blame Henry. You saw how long they had to go 70-something yards. They went down the field as if it was a hot knife through butter on the Ravens' defense. That's where they rest their laurels, right, on their defense. The defense got to stop somebody at that point. They allowed them go inside. They were inside the damn 10 with no time. Boom, quick. Make it a little bit more difficult for them.
Like, Derrick Henry had the fumble, and that turned the game. But if you're looking at really either one of these teams, I mean, there was a combined 81 points scored in this game.
You score 40, you're supposed to win. You gave up 41.
Right. Like,
you score 41, you're supposed to win. You almost lost because you gave up 40.
Well, and everybody's talked about, my guy Matt Morey was texting me about this. Everybody talks about, you know, the prevent defense only prevents winning.
Mm-hmm.
They really played soft shell stuff in that fourth quarter. Granted, they were up 15, which you feel pretty comfortable about, but Buffalo was able to move the ball pretty easily on those last couple drives. That game was just nuts, and it was a ton of fun to watch.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of takeaways outside of,
I think
those are two really good teams.
When you see 41-40, people go, that was fun to watch. For me, it was despicable that defenses at this level could be that bad when both of them are supposed to be good defenses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I understand the rules of football are conducive for offensive play these days, but hell, you still can find a way. And if you got any type of pass rush or something, you have to speed up the quarterback. You allow Josh Allen to just sit back there and wait and wait and wait. He will find somebody open.
It is crazy how the conversation with Josh Allen, last night, this blew my mind. They showed a graphic. He tied last night Thurman Thomas for career rushing touchdowns as a Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my head, I'm just like, oh, my God, Thurman Thomas was such a dominant running back.
He was.
That's how much Allen runs. He is now only 9 touchdowns away from breaking Cam Newton's all-time quarterback rushing touchdown record.
Yeah, but a lot of those touchdowns are from the 2-yard line, 3-yard line.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I made the comment about Dalton Hilliard and Gary James back in college. Hell, every time Gary would run, Gary ended up with 140 yards rushing. Dalton might have 35 yards rushing, but Dalton got 4 touchdowns. Gary got none unless he break one. And if you get inside the 5, inside the, you know, and you're going to go to Josh every time, he's going to have a lot of touchdowns.
Well, dude, what's crazy is, so Josh Allen has been in the pros, I want to say since 2018. Remember, I covered him at the Senior Bowl. Yeah, 2018 was his rookie year. So that's what, 9 seasons?
Mm-hmm.
He's in his 9th season. Jalen Hurts, however, is only in his 6th season, something like that is my guess. And didn't start really his rookie season. And Jalen Hurts now is only 10 touchdowns back from Allen. I think before it's all said and done, I think Allen will break Cam Newton's record, and then I think eventually Hurts will break Allen's record.
Yeah, but I just think that you look at those, the way that they do that, Jalen Hurts has gone and got the ultimate. He got a Super Bowl win. Josh better go get a Super Bowl. Sure. Nobody going to care all them touchdowns he scored if he don't win one.
Yeah. I mean, the pressure on both the Ravens and the Bills is Super Bowl or bust. That's just the reality.
Yeah.
And
the Ravens have to understand this. You probably will see them again. Don't make the same mistake you made in this game.
Yeah. That game was excellent on a day that really didn't have a ton of excellent games. Most relevant to...
If a defensive-minded person, that was a despicable game, JP.
Sure. it was fun to watch. the game most relevant to Washington yesterday was the Packers. And I don't know what to say about the Lions. They were such a hard-nosed... We're going to run the football no matter what team. And last night, they couldn't do it against that Green Bay front. David Montgomery went 11 for 25. Jahmyr Gibbs was 9 of 19. Now, Gibbs contributed a lot in the pass game. But on the ground, the Lions ran it 22 times for 46 yards. 2.1 a pop.
Yeah.
And listen, what do you make of this stat line? Jahmyr Gibbs had 10 catches for 31 yards.
What I make of that?
That's
the linebackers on the Packers were having exceptional coverage. Because Gibbs normally would get out and can get away from our linebacker. He wasn't getting away from him yesterday.
The Packers' run game was much more effective, and they were able to marry it with more effective passing. Goff finished the game 31 of 39 for 225 with a touchdown and a pick. But they were down kind of early in this thing. I mean, it was 10-0 Packers. Then it was 17-3 Packers at halftime. Love was good, not great, but he was 16 to 22 for a 188 with two touchdowns, just completely under control. And Josh Jacobs ran 19 times for 66 yards.
Yep.
They really showed a commitment to the run.
We're going to have to be cognizant of him.
Oh, yeah. He's a player, man.
Yes, he is.
The Lions had the one interception. That was the only turnover in the game. It made a big difference. And then Micah Parsons made a big difference. I mean, he only had Micah one sack, special, but though. He was.
Yeah, one sack, but he kind of disrupted a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and don't forget about Rashawn Gary. Rashawn Gary's a really good interior player. This game coming, that's going to be a serious, serious battle. And we got all week to look ahead to that. Elsewhere in the NFC, a team that Washington beat in the wild card round, the Bucs were able to escape with a road win in Atlanta. Baker, not a ton of yardage, 17 to 32 for a 167, but three touchdowns. Emeka Abuka, the rookie out of Ohio State.
Showed he was the truth.
Two touchdowns on four catches.
Showed he was the truth.
Absolutely. That Bucs team, I think, is pretty good. They're going to get Tristan Wirfs back on that offensive line. Bucky Irving didn't do a heck of a lot last night. Their leading rusher in that game was Mayfield. Penix, I thought, was pretty good, but they weren't able to get a lot going downfield. Bijan had one big play in the pass game, but, it's so early when you watch these week one games, you don't want to take too much. One thing I think we can take, B, or I'll ask you. Miami goes to Indianapolis and gets thumped 33-8.
They got mollywopped.
Daniel Jones looked good. 22 of 29 for 270 with a touchdown. Ran it a few times on the ground for another two scores.
Yeah, I'll take a pause on that one, though. It's Daniel Jones, and I can sit up here. I've seen enough of him to understand where overall what he is. I'm not giving him too much credit right now. Miami could just suck.
Miami, I think if you're a Dolphins fan, your concern is, have these dudes quit? Like, now I'm seeing screen grabs, right? Like, I didn't watch that. I haven't talked to anybody from Miami. But the vibes down there, all of training camp, all seem weird. They traded away Jalen Ramsey. Like, the Tyreek Hill stuff doesn't seem on the most firm footing. Tua looked bad. Tua was 14 to 23 with two picks. Miami feels like it could just completely spiral out of control.
Could. Can implode.
I do have a little working theory. I threw this out in the press box yesterday. I think Cliff's going to get a new job by next year. DQ kind of alluded to that when they did the Brotherhood Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
If Mike McDaniel's calling plays, I wouldn't be shocked. Maybe they promote in-house, but a lot of it will depend on who gets jobs elsewhere. McDaniel and DQ are very tight, go back a long ways. That would not shock me. Just something to keep an eye on as we continue to watch things.
Man, we just started the season, man. Let's focus on this season this year.
Okay. What'd you think of the best game in the 1 o'clock hour was probably Jets-Steelers?
Yeah, yep. That was a good one.
Justin Fields played well, man.
He did.
He was accurate with the ball, 16 to 22 passing for 218, another 50 yards on the ground. Breece Hall finally ran the ball well. Garrett Wilson is, you know, their wide receiver one. They paid him. He performed like that. And Aaron Rodgers, dude.
Yep, he had a lot of chances.
22 of 30 for 240 and 4 touchdowns. He played very clean football.
Yeah. That's Aaron.
You think that'll hold?
I don't know. The one thing I know about Aaron, if things are going great and he's not being touched, he's exceptional. If anything breaks down, then all of a sudden it's everybody else's fault. That was a point in that game where the Jets had them. And then the Jets started to screw up and giving them more chances and things like that and not making the play. They had a chance that they at one point to make a play, stop them, get an interception, and they just allowed a guy to break tackle and boom, get a first down. You got to be on point, man.
Looking at that AFC East, I think a lot of people expected the Jets to be god-awful. Maybe it was just week one, and they will be, right? They did still lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Dolphins looked way worse. I thought the Patriots were worse than I expected. You do have to tip your cap to the Raiders, who flew west to east, Vegas to Boston. They were able to win 20-13. And I think we just saw a Raiders team that has a veteran coach that knows how to win in Pete Carroll, a veteran quarterback that knows how to win in Geno Smith, and they just did enough. Ashton Jeanty wasn't great, but he was good enough. Brock Bowers was really good, but he got hurt. Did we get a Brock Bowers injury update?
What overall they have is a team that has a coach who people play for. Pete Carroll has a history of people playing for him. You know, although he's in his 70s, the dude has a youthfulness about him. His players believe he gives a damn about him, care about him, and they go out there and they do everything they can for him. So that right there takes the pressure off of players to play. When you know your coach has your back, you can just go play freely. But you got a lot of coaches that come in and they try to play this little do what I say, act this role, and players don't think they care. And all of a sudden, you don't get the best out of your players.
The Bengals won 17-16. The Browns missed a game-winning field goal opportunity. The Bengals had 11 first downs in that game. They had 141 yards of offense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cleveland usually has a pretty good defense. You also had Joe Flacco as your starting quarterback who threw two interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals, to me, just had to win week one, whatever was required, and then you just burn that tape and kind of keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it was that the Browns were doing, other teams were going to try and copy it.
Yeah, they have good players, though, defensively.
Yeah. I don't know, but my thing is, Burrow got to do more. You threw the ball that many times, only 113 yards.
Yeah.
With those receivers?
Right.
I mean, something's up.
San Fran able to go on the road, get a win against Seattle. Of note for Washington fans, Brian Robinson had 9 carries for 33 yards for the Niners. Seattle played pretty stingy defense. B-Rob averaged less than 4 per carry, but so did Christian McCaffrey, if you want to be, Now, McCaffrey helped them a lot in the pass game. Ricky Pearsall had a good day. Brock Purdy was...
Yeah, the kid that got shot.
Yeah, last year. Brock Purdy, 26 of 35 for 280, 2 touchdowns, but also 2 picks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, week one for everybody, but...
When that running game is completely on and those receivers are one-on-one and they have a lot of space, Purdy is special. When it gets a little tighter, his arm strength gets him in trouble. I mean, the guy has moxie. He's a gamer. He's going to do everything, but that arm strength gets him in trouble when it's tighter throws for him.
You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Let's take a look. Let's get a little early taste of Green Bay, Washington, Thursday night. Plus, got to look at tonight's Monday Night Football game. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for the first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Little news coming out of New York City. More accurately, New Jersey. Brian Daboll has said, going into week two, the Giants will start at quarterback.
Intends to start.
Russell Wilson.
Remember that word, intends.
I mean, I think, let's be real, the Giants, somebody in the Giants organization floated the story Sunday morning that they might have a package of plays for Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
They did that so they could go to Dart if they wanted to.
Yeah.
And let it be like, oh, no, we had this package already built in, and he was just so good, we kept him in there.
Yeah. Well, they better hope he's damn good when he goes in there.
Yeah, you to play your in case of emergency break glass card in week one or week two. Looking ahead to Thursday night, B, I wonder if it's updated. I saw the opening line was Packers favored by 3 against Washington. I think it might have moved to 3.5, just with some kind of line movement there.
At 3, you get that automatically.
It's at 3.5 now. So 3's home field. Does that number seem about right to you?
Yeah, at home, in Green Bay, where they normally play well.
Yeah.
So it's basically a half a point the way I'm looking at it.
If it was a neutral field, yeah.
Yeah, so I can understand that. But also, I know when you start seeing that, veteran players, it puts a little agitation on you. And you know, you don't say it to the media, you don't say it to nobody. but you get more hyper-focused. Like, oh, yeah. So they see, it's depending on how you look at it. Most people see 3.5. Oh, man, cool, man. Why? You start getting the fans and the gamblers start thinking. If I see 3.5 and I'm a player, I'd be like, ah. So in other words, they think we can beat them. They get a half point based on their field, which is understandable. Home field advantage. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. But instead of probably going to that little hang out with the boys on that Thursday night or that whatever night, it's Thursday playing this time,
yeah.
I'll sit there and watch a little more film, maybe drink more water, let me get a little bit more stretching in, because I'm about to lose my damn mind on Thursday night to make sure. I start showing them, okay, well, we're good too. And I'm sure there's players on that team that think just like that.
As the week goes on, we will get into like specific matchups where Washington has an advantage, where they don't.
Well, we got to do that real quick, man. The game Thursday.
But we saw a tremendous defensive effort from Washington.
Yes.
Yesterday. How much of that was Washington's defense, and how much of that you think was New York's offense? Like, how much of that translates to a much better opponent in Green Bay?
Isn't this the Giants team we played last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And we didn't look that dominant defensively against them last year.
Nope.
So I would say.
And that was with DeVito.
It shows that we got better. And I'm not going to listen. One thing I know, every week you're playing against professional football players.
Correct.
They get paid just like you. So I'm not going to knock this team by saying, oh, that team was bad. They made them look bad in many, 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 many cases. And they didn't play good and still had the upper hand. So I'd rather give Washington credit than try to act like the Giants weren't good.
What do you think is more likely to happen? The defense continues to show a level of dominance like it did against New York, or the offense continues to kind of sputter a bit like they did against New York?
The offense is going to be back. I mean, I think the offense will be back. I just think naturally that's going to happen. As you stated earlier, they didn't play a lot in preseason.
Right.
They didn't have all their pieces together. So they're going to sputter a little bit. But I don't. It's not going to last long because number five is perfectionist. Okay? And he's not going to let it be like them sputter too long. But I don't think the defense is going to just begin to fall off. I think what they showed yesterday, that they are much more aggressive, much more physical than they were before. And I hope that helps along the way.
To me, I absolutely see the offense rebounding. Yeah. And rebounding's unfair. They had 430
yards. They put 400 some yards, yeah.
But I think the offense has another gear. Zach Ertz, I thought, really summed it up well, kind of explaining, we feel like we're going to score every time we touch the ball.
Yeah.
And
basically they did last year.
And, right. And he's like, we just weren't good enough. And I think they will be better. I think
they have to stay ahead of the chains. If they do that, they can put this offense will put pressure on every damn defense out there. I don't care what defense it is. They just have that much, and they have a special guy at the signal caller position where you get into man to man, you turn your back on him, he will make you pay for it.
I think one thing I did find curious yesterday, there were a number of situations, including at the goal line, where it looked like Neighbors had one-on-one on the outside,
mm-hmm.
and Russ never went to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Green Bay doesn't have a Neighbors.
Was he scared to go to him?
Maybe. I mean, this was early in the game, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm saying that pressure was getting to Russ. Russ probably was like, hell, I'm getting this ball out of my hand.
I think the quarterback play will be a lot better this week, but at the same time, Green Bay doesn't have a Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbors physically is just such a problem. The routing and
the dude, he can play, man.
Yeah, for me, what I like, what am I confident in? What will absolutely look different in the plus column for Washington going to Thursday night? B is if you're listening, send me some odds on this. I would wager $100, I would parlay it, that Zach Ertz and Austin Ekeler don't have false starts in key junctures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't think those veteran-type dudes are going to do that. I think a little bit of that is just knocking the rust off.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we got to get used to our cadence again. We got to, you know, when Jaden's audibling, whatever it was. Like, I just don't think those things will happen.
Yeah.
I think Parsons undeniably a problem. I think Green Bay will do what they can to get Parsons lined up against Connerly and not Tunsil.
And when they line him up against Connerly, I just hope that there is something inherently installed where the person that's passing by him, introduce yourself to him before you go out. Tight end, running back, whatever. Maybe Debo coming off the edge. Just make sure at the end of the game, y'all swap some paint. Point blank. Listen, man.
I think you use a lot of John Bates, too.
I played against who I would consider the best outside linebacker in the history of the NFL. After you hit him a few times, he got tired
of it. Lawrence
Taylor. Yeah, he got tired of it. And then he would start focusing on attacking the running back. And you know what? Know what happens when he's attacking the running back? He's not going to the quarterback. See, the average fan will look at it and say, oh, man, he knocked that running back on his ass. But he didn't sack my quarterback. So I must have irritated him enough to where he got off his game plan to try and have a battle against me instead of trying to go win that war and get to that damn quarterback. So I would tell every player on the team, you get a chance to hit him, make sure when he goes back to the huddle, he's trying to look for you. Get him off his game, point blank.
I think that will be the plan, honestly.
I can tell you, I can't run the ball like I used to run it. I will irritate the hell out of him right down that backfield.
I believe
I'll hit him every damn time. Pow! Hey, dog, I'm going to be here all damn day. And then he get into a little back and forth. And he could fight me and wrestle me and dance with me all day. As long as you don't go hit my quarterback, I'm winning this damn battle.
For me, what really stood out to me yesterday was just, you know what you got to do week one? Win the game.
Yeah.
Just win the game. And they did that. And it honestly, I don't know if you agree, but it never really felt like they wouldn't.
Yeah.
I thought even when it got a little close late, it was still they were in control.
Like when you look at that game yesterday and we say they didn't play well. But if you want to find a silver lining, you look at this aspect. The drops, what if those were caught? The penalties, what if they don't happen? They probably win that game 37-47-6.
Dude,
that's what I look at.
One pass. If Jaden hits Terry for what would have been a 70-yarder, then it's 28-6.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. I look at those things just as much as people like to see what didn't happen. I like to say, what if they had happened? Because, yes, they played sloppy. But they also, if they just clean that up, they win that thing going away. Just like they did. They win it looking even worse. So, I'm cool with it.
Let's do this. When we return, we're going to preview Monday Night Football and make some bets. Grant and Danny coming your way at 2 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Telling me the answer, but not into the microphone.
Boomtown Rats.
Okay, shout out to Boomtown Rats. The landfill's feeling it. Landfill might be feeling a number of things, as a matter of fact. It's been an interesting last hour on the program. Shout out to AD bringing in Texas Jacks. I've never had the chicken wrap from Texas Jacks, but that is a sandwich, dog. All right, we got a game tonight, boys. We got a game. Did we make picks for the weekend? I don't know. Friday got – why, Brian, look it up, because Friday got a little nuts. We had Toby in here. He was all over the place, crazy like he usually is. So I tried to pick the Cajuns, and there was no spread. What happened in the game,
B? We killed them.
What was the final?
30-something. I forgot. They beat them double digits.
There you go. All right, tonight.
It's what we do down there, bro. Feed your will and beat your ass.
I don't know if anybody's seen it. Ty Dunn is a guy we've had on the show before. Maybe I'll see if we can get him this week. He wrote, one of the most in-depth, terrible pieces about an organization I've seen this side of the Washington Post and the Redskins.
Beat them by 24, dog.
There you go. The fact that there wasn't a line makes me feel like they might not have covered, but whatever. They won by 24. Ty Dunn wrote this story about the Bears, three-part series called House of Dysfunction, about how incredibly broken the Bears organization
Chicago?
Is. Yeah. And part of it was in the pre-draft process running up to next year's draft, basically their GM, Ryan Poles, would clown anybody that brought up anything besides Caleb Williams, including Jaden Daniels. With Jaden, he's tried to say it was all Brian Robinson and Malik Nabers. I think you were proven incorrect, sir. Brian Thomas.
Thomas.
Forgive me. Sorry.
Okay. You had me going right there.
Yeah, sorry, Doug. Regardless, Caleb Williams is their quarterback now. Now maybe they've got an answer and a new coach and Ben Johnson. The Bears make their much-awaited debut tonight at home, Soldier Field. They are 1.5 point home underdogs to the Vikings, who are starting basically a rookie. J.J. McCarthy blew out his knee last year in camp. First NFL start tonight. Or maybe blew it out in a preseason game. Well, one way or another, he hurt his knee last year.
Mm-hmm.
Vikes are 1.5 point favorites. Let's make some bets, boys.
What did he feel first? Gather around.
Now, before we make our bets, the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day. How do you feel about Washington's win on Sunday? Great, okay, or we're lucky? The New York Giants suck. The votes are 46% great, 44% okay, and 9% were lucky the Giants suck. I would qualify those 9% as haters, I think is the technical term.
Yeah.
Make sure.
They probably were Giants fans.
It was just White Brian hitting vote.
Yeah.
Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, you can upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. All right, B, what do you like tonight? Over-unders, 43.5. You could also bet there's baseball, maybe WNBA.
43.5. All right, give me Vikings and the over.
Vikings and the over for Brian. Jeffrey?
I'm just taking the Vikings money line.
Jeff's taking
Jeff is a money line guy.
He's a money line king. minus 125. From a straight betting perspective, the way we do our bets, that's actually pretty smart, Jeff. Professor?
Yeah, we do our bet for free.
Da Bears.
Just really? Bragging rights.
Absolutely. J.J. McCarthy sucks.
How can you say that? You didn't see him play this. He didn't play this yet.
He sucks?
White Brian?
I'm going to take one.
T.J. Hockenson to score a touchdown.
Ooh.
That should be a plus over 200 right there.
Yeah, it's only if it's minus 200 he can't.
I mean, that should be minus 200. They throw to him all the time.
I might take a player prop. You kind of got me thinking here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.